As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. It's the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. The phone lines are open for Beeswax. If you want to get on board, the call is free. The advice, priceless here on the Ray Program, 844-RAY-SHOW. That's 844-729-7469. Emails, of course, at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Glad to have you on board. Got a lot on the docket today. Let me just go through a couple of these because you're not going to want to miss a minute of this show. Here's why people aren't saving enough for retirement. A lot of focus on saving for retirement. You know, those that focus on investment returns ought to probably put that on the back burner and really focus on savings and how much you are saving. Because how much you are saving makes a huge, huge difference over long time periods than even how good of an investor you are. We'll talk about that. Potential for outliving retirement savings is high, according to State Street. We'll discuss that. Here's why people aren't saving enough. Maxed out on your 401k, here's another way to save. But I start today with this. Americans with advisors are more confident in their financial security. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the one talk show you must tune into because you miss a minute sometimes. You miss a lot. According to Northwestern Mutual's Planning and Progress Study, 67% of Americans who use a financial advisor believe they have clarity on how much to spend now and save for later, compared to less than 44% of those without an advisor. 50% improvement. My suspicion is it's even higher than that. Because remember, when you call people up or you go online and you start doing surveys, people don't necessarily answer as honestly as you would like. Hence, Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton because nobody would admit that they wanted to vote for Donald Trump. And the pundits were very surprised when he actually won the Electoral College. Very surprised. The survey also finds that individuals without an advisor are more than twice as likely as people with an advisor to say they are, quote, not at all confident they have the balance between spending and saving correct. I ask you, have you met that balance in your own planning? Between how much you spend each month and how much you save for your future each month? I'll bet you haven't. Again, you may say so under a survey, but under a microscope, I'll bet you haven't. These are critical, critical questions, because saving more can save your butt when it comes time to retirement. Of course, there are other strategies like managing your debt better and postponing taking your Social Security potentially and investing more aggressively when you're younger, maybe changing the glide path as we've discussed in this program later on. Study results also showed Americans who work with financial advisors demonstrate higher levels of retirement readiness and financial confidence. For example, more than half of those with an advisor feel very financially secure, while 21% without an advisor said the same. The 21% that say the same may also be kidding themselves, because they probably haven't run the numbers. Now, a lot of people that listen to me have run the numbers. I had a cool meeting the other day with a cool guy who ran some cool numbers. I mean, he drew out his buckets and everything. It was great. And what he determined is he's okay for about the next 10 years. Well, you know, he's got a wife that's like 64. She's going to be 74 in 10 years. This person must work hard at a strategy, and spending is part of that strategy, trying to reduce spending. Now, there are some things in their future that will reduce it. They've already purchased long-term care, as I recall. Medicare is right around the corner for both of them. So they'll get a nice raise, not having to pay for health insurance. He retired some years ago. The study also finds that a majority, 59% of Americans with an advisor, believe that if they work past traditional retirement age, it will be by choice rather than out of necessity. Notably, the inverse is actually true for those without an advisor. 61% expecting to remain employed past retirement age out of necessity. Respondents cited several attributes that distinguish a remarkable advisor experience from just an acceptable one. I want your experience to be remarkable, not just acceptable. Quote, this is what they said, quote, someone I can fully trust, have my best interests at heart, not just out to sell a product, and that emerged as the leading priority. I want you to represent me, not your company or your wallet. Makes sense, doesn't it? Other priorities included not feeling judged on the size of assets / financial decisions, and deep expertise across a wide range of financial solutions and strategies. This is why I have always subscribed personally and in those with whom I have taught financial planning over the decades, to surround themselves with people in other disciplines that likely know stuff they don't know, whether it be CPAs, attorneys, certified financial planners, pension administration companies, money management professionals, actuaries, and the list goes on and on. I have a lot of those in my repertoire over the years, people that I can rely on to help me make, it's how I've learned a lot of what I've learned in this business, is from other people that are brilliant and smart, and in many cases, even smarter than I, if you can believe that. Can you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all have our expertise. And if I can surround myself with those that have the same level expertise in their field of discipline compared with the level of expertise in my own field or discipline, then the beneficiary of that, quote, brain trust is you, the viewer, the listener, and if this happens to be a financial planning discussion, the individual or family doing financial planning. According to the study, 6 in 10 Americans said a human relationship combined with technology is ideal, while only 11% adopted for a fully automated solution. Now, I know the millennials lean toward automation, but automation doesn't always work. Automation is like looking at the spreadsheets. The spreadsheets will give you a beautiful printout, but it may not address where the real concerns are. The best combination is to combine good technology, financial planning software, organizational software, maybe smart beta funds, factor investing, all of that stuff. Great technology with good old-fashioned, bare bones, financial planning, tax planning, investment planning, asset location planning, etc. Marry the two, and then your result may be very positive. We'll be back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, name that tune, folks. Can you name it?
No.
No? One of the great, but somewhat obscure Beatles songs. Hey, Bulldog. It's a great tune. Thank you, Curtis, for that. We got to pay McCartney now, too.
No.
Ringo Starr? No? Here's why people aren't saving enough for retirement. A new study from Schroders sheds light on why so many Americans and others aren't saving enough for their retirement. Remember, I just said a few moments ago that saving is the key. Investing, yeah, good returns helps, but it is not the key. It's bellying up to the savings bar, making that sacrifice. And 10% is not enough. Individuals underestimate how much they'll actually need. That's the reason. The survey of 22,000 people in 30 countries, including 1,606 in the U.S., found that pre-retirees aged 55 and older underestimate the necessary levy of retirement savings by 13 percentage points. They expect to need 76% of their current salary in retirement, but only have 63% on average saved. But that's worldwide. It's worse here in the U.S. The gap is 16 percentage points, expecting 74% of their current salary to live on, but saving only 58%. Now, that causes me to want to discuss a couple things. One is, how much will you really need of your current salary to live on? 74%? That's probably fairly realistic when you think about it, because, I mean, take somebody that makes $100,000, because the math is simple. About 8% right off the top goes to Social Security. Don't need to be funding that. And then another, call it 10% right off the top, ends up going to the 401k, maybe more than that. So now you're about 20% clip right off the top. And then there's some, you know, you don't spend as much money on gasoline and lunches and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff that you spend money on when you have to go to work every day. So 74%, 75% sounds reasonable. Now, everybody's different. Clearly, if you spend a whole bunch of money going to Europe, I bumped into one of my good friends, a jeweler yesterday, Freddie the jeweler, said he's going to Italy for a couple of weeks. Yeah, he's still working. He can afford it, no problem. But in retirement, you go to Italy for 2 weeks, you're going to spend some coin.
Forget about it.
Now, I'm not saying forget about it. I'm saying, you know, my wife and I are saving up right now to go to Oberammergau in 2020 for the Passion. Look it up. Pretty cool thing. In either event, it's going to be an expensive 10-day trip. So we save and we work hard and all that stuff. In the U.S. and in many other countries, pre-retirees are underestimating their everyday living expenses in retirement. Americans estimate that living expenses will eat up about 32% of their income, when in actuality accounts for 54%. Man, that's way off. Who in the world thinks that your standard living expenses is only going to occupy 32% of your income? Well, evidently, the people that they surveyed, people age 55 plus right here in the U.S. of A. Maybe they're all in, you know, Colorado and Washington State and now California smoking weed. Yeah, man, it's only going to take me 32% to live on. You know, there's no freaking way, okay? No, there isn't. Not in this country. Not today. Unless, of course, the socialists come in and give everybody free health care, free college, everybody gets a job, free retirement. They make it free everything. And in 10 years, we'll look like Venezuela.
That's Bolshevik.
Very good. In addition, U.S. retirees report allocating 22% of their income to investing, far more than the 9% that U.S. pre-retirees are expected to allocate. Perhaps as a result of not having enough in retirement, the study showed that retirees were continuing to invest, and this often represented a larger amount than they expected prior to retirement. Now, that is probable because they're running short in retirement and therefore saying, you know what? I got to invest this money to yield a better rate of return. Now, obviously, the people that are watching this show and listening to this show are probably not the culprits in this study. I doubt that you got a phone call because most of the people that tune into this show are doing quite well. I know from the emails that I get. I mean, yeah, they're a little off here, a little off there. I'm talking about financially, not in other ways. But by and large, they're putting money into their retirement accounts. They're utilizing health savings accounts. They're doing things that they've learned about on this program or in research that they do themselves. They're investing with a reasonable glide path. They're doing value averaging instead of automatic rebalancing. They're focusing on underlying fees. Many of them work with real financial planners as opposed to the fake financial advisors and doing well. So in many cases, we're preaching to the choir, but nonetheless, this is a real live study that shows why people aren't saving enough for retirement. Now there's so much more that I have here. I'm trying to find the next article. Here it is. Potential for outliving retirement savings is high. You know, I hate to keep bringing the bad news, but here's what the headline says. Someone who saves 10% of her salary from age 25 to 65 could expect to replace about 30% of her salary in retirement. Seriously? That's all? Saving 10% only gets you 30% of the way there? And the last study from Schroeder's says you're going to need 74%? Where else are you going to get the money to live on? So we've got to figure out ways to save more. What are some of the strategies that you need to employ? Stick around. I'll give them to you because I am the strategy dude. Now, in the meantime, listen to Hey Bulldog because it's one of the great, great Beatles songs. And we'll be back in a flash. Make sure you keep it here at Ray Lucia. Or go to raylucia.com. Send me an email right now and I'll get to it in the email block coming up a little bit later. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Crank it up, boys.
Ah!
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's Ray Lucia doing that thing I do every day for you on the radio and your television nationwide and coast to coast. Yeah, thank you very much. Now they're doing the wave for me. I appreciate it. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat, but emails always better. I'm going to get to those momentarily. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button and shoot me an email. I'll be happy to get to it. If you email it to me in the next 9.5 minutes, I will get right to it. Now, before the break, I teased this. It's actually a study from State Street. Catherine Riley, the head of global research for State Street Global Advisors, looking at retirement. And here's what she had to say for U.S. investors. Quote, in the current market environment, a participant who saves 10% of her salary from age 25 to 65 could expect to receive a replacement rate of about 30% of their salary. That's just frightening. I mean, I haven't you always heard, gotta save 10%, gotta save 10%? 10%'s not sounding like it is enough if you're gonna retire the way our parents did or our grandparents did. I'll get back to things you can do, but let me finish here. Excuse me. When you ask people how they're going to make up for any shortfall in retirement, particularly younger respondents, they seem to have embraced the idea that if you're going to be living longer, then that means you also need to work until an older age. Voila. It's starting to sink in. Yes, when Social Security was first enacted, most people never made it to 70 or 75. Now we're talking about making it to 85 or 95 or 105. So working into your 70s shouldn't be that big a deal. And as far as I'm concerned, moving the retirement age for the younger set up to age 70 ought to be just fine with everyone. They get the benefit of modern healthcare technology and life expectancy. Why not rescue the Social Security system by increasing the retirement age from 67 to 70 or 72 for that matter for a baby born today? What's wrong with that? Oh golly, there's a whole lot of people that want to, you know, I don't tell you what they want to do to me when I talk about that. I get the emails. The study found that particularly the younger workers surveyed, 47% of the population that is currently working and 47% of those within 5 years said they would be retiring later. Hooray! Of the people who had a retirement income shortfall, 61% said they were planning on working part-time. Of course, you know the problem with that is. The problem is a high percentage of those planning to work in retirement are cut short due to a health situation. This is why health care is a big issue. Long-term care funding and making sure that you try to overfund while you are healthy and take good care of yourself. More on that in a second. Quote, when we ask things in terms of do individuals feel responsible for owning their retirement outcomes and their destiny, 85% of active U.S. workers said that they're most responsible for ensuring that they have sufficient income in retirement rather than pushing the responsibility off onto the employer. There was a high degree of ownership. Guess what? All of the liberals that are embracing socialism, you should take a lesson from this, because these aren't all Republicans that are being surveyed. These are all individuals, and 85% of them, yep, it's on me. It's not on the government. It's not on my employer. It's on me. And they're right. It is on them, because anybody that's expecting the government with a $21 trillion debt, and some of this stuff that Bernie Sanders and that woman in the Bronx, wherever she was, I can't pronounce her name, but she just won that massive victory, who wants to occupy everything, Palestine, you name it. I mean, she's 28 years old, and I'm not sure she's ever taken a history class, but that's me. She's basically saying, yes, I want free college. Sounds good. How are you going to pay for it? I want to give everybody a living wage of $15 an hour. Great. It's a good way to make lazy people and kill a lot of businesses. But that's me. And let's give Medicare to everyone. That's like $30 trillion. How are you going to pay for it? We're going to have a 90% tax. And then people will be moving to other places outside of the United States. I don't know if they will, but there are things you can do. One of those is work longer, as we mentioned. It's amazing how much working longer can advantage you. I mean, obviously, if you're working longer, you're postponing your Social Security. You know that you get 132% more money by postponing taking your Social Security until age 70. And that's more money for the surviving spouse as well. So it's not only a good retirement planning goal, it's a good survivorship planning goal. Investing more aggressively when you're younger. If you looked at some of the statistics of how millennials invest, they're investing so conservatively, they got no shot. Remember this, millennials. Over 30-year time periods, it is rare that an individual wouldn't earn at least 8%. 8% means money doubles every 9 years. If you invest your money in bonds and get 3%, divide 3 into 72, and you come up with about every 24 years, your money will double. Do the math on that. Do the math on that. You must be an equity investor. When I say equities, I'm talking about stocks and real estate. I'm not talking about bonds, CDs, and money market funds. Those are for older people as you get closer to your retirement. And as you know, I've made a strong case against bonds being in retirement funds based on a lot of academic research. But if you're in your 20s or 30s, you've got a 30 to 40-year time horizon. Do you think that the companies of today will be bigger 30 years from now and more profitable 30 years from now, or smaller and less profitable? When you look at the market as a whole, of course, some companies will go out of business. But that's why you hire professionals, and or that's why you buy a broad brush of a few thousand stocks in an indexed portfolio. Also, use alternative investment strategies, not just focusing on the stock market per se, because you could go through a lengthy period. We've talked about those 15-year cycles. You could have a bad 15-year cycle and get discouraged, like many people did during the lost decade, where the stock market went nowhere. In fact, it lost money from the year 2000 to the end of 2009. But man, has it been good since the lost decade. Invest in real estate then. Lots of different ways to do that, both publicly and direct owned. Is it risky? You bet. But that's why you need your team. And I'm talking about including your spouse as part of that team. When my wife and I first started investing in real estate, I will never forget this. We were at Uncle Charlie's restaurant, Chinese restaurant, and I was sitting there with my partner, Carlos, and he said, you have to sign these documents, and I knew what it meant. I looked my wife in the eye, and I said, honey, we're signing documents, putting our entire net worth at risk, because we're making an investment in real estate in a recourse state, which meant they could come after me for all of my net worth if the investment went down. And my wife looked at me and said, we came into this world with nothing. We can go out with nothing. And we signed the forms, and that launched a real estate company that ended up being fairly successful. Was it risky? Yes. Was it worth the risk? Ask her. All right, emails are next. Stick around. This is the one talk show you must tune into. The Ray Lucia Show.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sun
Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves and playing some great tunes along the way. Now, that's not George Harrison, because I think when that, he wrote it, but I think he had died by the time they had done that song. Who is that, did you say? Tom Petty and Prince? Jeff Lynne? Yeah. Wow, what a great band. I wonder if they'd invite me into the band. No? Oh, okay. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's do some emails here. I got one in from Frederick, and I've done a little bit of work on this because I needed to, because he asked me a bunch of questions. And I've been talking a lot about real planning and why it's important to have a strategy in place. Let me go through this real quick off the top of my head. Frederick asks this. Ray, love the show. I have $750,000 in my retirement account. I'm about to roll it into an IRA. You have discussed numerous studies stating bonds shouldn't be in retirement accounts. Would investment real estate be a better or safer solution? I'd like $40,000 from my portfolio in addition to the $45,000 from our joint Social Securities. I'm 66. My wife is 64. Okay. Let me just draw this out for those watching on TV. You'll have to follow with me if you're on the radio. So this guy's got $750,000. Let me do this. I'm going to draw out a few buckets here on a piece of paper. The first one being the Social Security bucket, because that's going to provide him with a decent amount of income. But I want to postpone it. Remember we were just talking about postponing? And I'm going to postpone it for 4 years because he's getting $45,000 now. The Social Security beginning in the fifth year is probably going to be around $60,000. He wants $100,000, so he's going to be obviously about $40,000 short after 4 years, 5 years from now. But right now he's $100,000 short. So let me go down the list here. Let me go to the fourth one. If the Social Security bucket's the first one, one, two, three, four buckets in. And let's take $125,000 and let's find some investment real estate per se. And let's say that we can get, 5 or 6%, call it $8,000 in annual income. So now I needed 45 plus 40. He needs $85,000 minus $8,000. So that's what, 72 to 85. I got to do the math because my brain isn't working right now. So he needs 85,000 minus 8 is he needs $77,000 coming from the portfolio. So rather than invest that money, I'm going to put about $275,000 into a relatively safe account where he can hopefully draw down with interest about $77,000 per year. I might have to put a tad more in, but I think that's pretty good for our, you know, discussion today. Trying to keep the numbers simple. Then I'm going to put $150,000 in another bucket that's not going to kick in until year five, where he will need to take $17,000 to get to his total of $87,000. Now, I did the math on that, and that's going to last all the way out to the 16th year. So he's 66, 76, he's 82, and that left, by the way, $250,000 for stock. So in your mind's eye as you're driving, the first bucket is Social Security, the second bucket is cash or a cash equivalent, the third bucket is relatively safe balance account, the fourth bucket's $125,000 in real estate, and the fifth bucket's the stock market with dividends reinvested. Here's the summary that I came up with for him. He postponed his Social Security, so he spent down almost $300,000 of his portfolio over the first 4 years. That would scare most people. But the trade-off is, instead of having $45,000 of inflation-adjusted income for life and a spousal benefit of probably $35,000, he's got $60,000 of inflation-indexed income for life and probably a spousal benefit of $45,000. That's big. But he used up $275,000-some-odd. Now, the $150,000 has grown to $170,000 over, say, a four-year period of time at 2 or 3%. Not out of the realm of possibility. And that $170,000 needs to spin off $17,000 a year. Forget inflation for just a minute. That'll take about 12 years before it's spent down to zero. So here's the summary. At the end of 16 years, there's no money in the second bucket, and there's no money in the third bucket. The real estate by then, let's say, is producing, I don't know, $10,000 or $12,000 of income. And the $87,000, is it $87,000 or $85,000? $85,000 that he needs 16 years from now, call it 2% inflation, is about $116,000. Minus the $12,000, he needs $102,000 at that point. Well, what's his $250,000 worth? Well, let's see. His $250,000 that's worth, I don't know, call it 8% over 16 years, is now worth about $900,000, is going to spin out a decent sum of money. And at that point, he can start spending down from the last bucket. Remember what we just said last week, the week before that. Spending down your cash to postpone taking your Social Security is a pretty good deal. What's his Social Security going to be worth 16 years from now? Well, $60,000 11 years later, or 12 years later at 2%. Let me do that again. So he's got $60,000 coming in from Social Security, 2%, 11 years. Is going to be $75,000. $75,000 plus $12,000 from the real estate, $86,000. All he needs is $30,000 from $800,000 in a stock portfolio. Now, voila, he's got a 3 or 4% distribution and he's fine. Postponing taking the Social Security. I'm out of time. That's real financial planning. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at BizTalkRadio.com.